It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Debbie Cook is a dental hygienist and has worked in the field in the Uinta Basin for 39 years. Between 2011 and 2014, she traveled to Africa working as a dental hygiene humanitarian. Her friends Carolyn Kruger and Joanne Stringham sat down with Debbie in the StoryCorps booth and asked her about her humanitarian efforts in Uganda and Rwanda.
I was connected through my work with a retired dentist, Dr. Drew Cahoon, and he has set up an organization called Adopt an African Clinic. And I had never really wanted to go to Africa. I was a bit intimidated. But after talking to him, I became very excited about that, and he invited me to lead a team of hygienists to teach at the Dental Mulago School in Kampala, Uganda, and then also at Kigali Health Institute, which is now the University of Rwanda. I loved the teaching. I was very surprised. I love Drew's idea of teach, show, and do. Also the saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I love that motto because it was a good feeling to know when we left that the people were going to be provided that service.
You know what surprised me is the couple of the boys that you became so close to, but also those people go on to get good educations.
Actually, education is a very desired thing in both of those countries. Without an education, the people are pretty much sentenced to a life of extreme labor in the fields. The way I understand the education through the young men that you talked about, Eric Rutaganda and Patrick Mazimpaka, they said that through their years of study, it's very competitive. Both of them were fortunate enough to do very well on their exams, and so their country of Rwanda sponsored them at university level. One of the biggest things for me was being able to share my knowledge and skill. The other thing that I enjoyed is connecting with the people. They are just like us. They want a good education. They want to fall in love. They want to be married. They want to have children. They want to give their children the things that they don't have. You find a common bonding throughout the world that we have the same goals. Most of them do not have family. With Eric, he was so cute. I had gone to a town where I served, and his friend took us to a memorial place there. It was a church. At the time of the genocide, they had asked the people to come there, and they said, you'll be safe here. Come. And so about 5,000 people gathered in that area, and it was deceitful, and it was a lie, and all of those people were killed. And when I came back and was speaking with Eric, I told him where I had been, and he said, yes, there's a church there. And I said, I have been to that memorial site. And he just looked at me and he said, my parents are there. And I knew what that meant. And we just sat in silence for a few minutes. And he looked at me again and he said, will you be my mom? And of course, I said, yes. Then I realized he had a couple of brothers and a sister. So I didn't just adopt one boy. I adopted the whole family.
How did it affect you to be over there?
I think it has made me a better person. I saw a little quote one time that said, I left a piece of my heart in Africa. And I added to that, I found a piece of my heart in Africa too. Step out of your comfort zone, and that's where the magic happens.
Debbie Cook is approaching retirement. She says she is not planning on slowing down. She looks forward to future humanitarian projects as a member of the Academy of LDS Dentists. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.